You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Do these six things to live a life filled with miracles. Hi everyone, Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today we're talking about six things that will absolutely overhaul your life. It will take your life and turn it into a miracle life. A life filled with miracles. Now, these are my six core principles, and I've culled them from a number of different sources over the years. When I finally got them written down, and I had about five of them for many years, and then we added one more, but when I finally got them written down and began to live them, everything began to change. I went from a person living literally almost on the streets in a weekly hotel room to living in a beautiful five-bedroom home now with a beautiful wife, children, everything I could ask for. Regular trips to Disneyland, you know, whatever. We do it all. And I just want to share these with you. I don't have any script. I'm just talking from here today. Not that I don't talk from here every day, but I'm not using any script. I'm just sharing it as it comes out. I hope you'll listen to this because this is very important. These six principles changed my life. I call them the six L's or the magic L's, the letter L. Because each principle begins with the letter L. Are you ready? You want to share these? Here we go. Number one is to live. Make a commitment to live each day fully and completely. I remember many, many, many years ago when I was younger and a little bit more exploratory in the hallucinogenic world, so to speak. And I had a friend who said, I can't keep up with you. You go after life as if it were a sponge and you squeeze every last drop out of that sponge. You'll be lucky to live to 35. And I kind of believed that at the time. And then I went into my doctor's office. And my doctor was looking at my health condition at the time, which was not good. I was about 28. And he said, I think you'd be lucky to live to 35. Well, I've passed 35. I'm at least way past 37 now. Anyway, you get the idea, folks. You live each day fully. And that means having a plan. That means scheduling things. You know, people talk about, I want to do this. I want to have this. I want to be this. I want to love like this. But they don't schedule it. You have to schedule events, activities, even moments of solitude. You have to write it in your book, put it in your computer. This is my time, my meditation time. And you schedule it. You don't say, oh, I'm going to try to fit in meditation time somewhere in the day. Because it's never going to happen that way. Anything that you desire to happen must be scheduled. Live your life fully. And uniquely. Trust me, there's nobody close to living the life that I have lived. I remember 20 years ago, I went in for a job interview. It was for a big corporation. And the gentleman interviewing me, he said, "You've done all of this in one life?" I said, "Yes. I love too many things. There are too many things that I enjoy. I enjoy sports. I enjoy art. I enjoy literature. I enjoy dance. I enjoy music. I enjoy outdoors. I enjoy indoors. I enjoy numerous things that are contrary to most people. Most people are, oh, I only do this. I try to do it all. And I may not be the best at it, but I enjoy it." So live your life completely. Live your own life. When other people tell you what kind of life to live, when they want to give you advice, when they want to condemn you or criticize you, live your own life. It's your life. I had a person tell me many, many years ago, he was a mentor of mine, and he said, "Robert, you're trying to please too many people. You're trying to please too many people. So I'm going to ask you one question. How many people are going to be in that coffin with you when you're dead?" Well, I said, "Just me." He said, "That's exactly the point. Your life. Your birth, your life, your ending. It's all yours. You decide how, when, and where. You decide the kind of life you want to live. Live. That's number one. Number two is to love. Oh, yeah. Love. It can be the most blissful experience of your life. And it can also be extremely painful. But, like the poet says, better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. Look, love is it's a verb, as Stephen Covey says. It's an action. It's something you do. It's a commitment you make. Look at, without commitment, people are in and out of relationships like billiard balls banging against each other. And that's what happens. There's no commitment, so there's no relationship. There's only a relationship as long as it feels good. But things don't always feel good in life. We go through different trials and experiences. And love says, "I'm there for you. I have your back. I'm right here. I know we've gone through a lot, but you have me. I'm right here for you." And that's, I think, what people are looking for in our world today. And they're confusing it with feelings. And so feelings are great. I love feelings. Don't get me wrong. Love with all your feelings. But take it deeper. Take it to the level of action. Take it to the level of commitment. Anybody can look at somebody that's homeless and say, "I love humanity. I feel sorry for him." But it takes an action to get off the highway and pull over and give him a bottle of water and maybe a food card. That's what we use. We use food cards. You know, little cards that are good for $5 at a restaurant nearby. So we carry water whenever we can because we're in Arizona. It's hot. Somebody out begging for food and money is in the heat. And that can be dangerous. So we try to carry water, and we carry Chick-fil-A cards. and other fast food places. But chicken's healthy, right? Anyway, that's what we do. It's a commitment to love. Look at, you can't just say, I love him or I love her and I hate everybody else. If you're committed to love, you're committed to love fully and completely with every part of your being. And you're committed to love your life. You're committed to love yourself. You're committed to loving the universe. You're committed to loving the SOBs that come into your life. You don't have to hang with them, but you're committed to unconditional universal love. It's so important. Love is the elixir of life. And that's why we talk about it a great deal here on this channel. Number three is to laugh. And look, you have a unique ability that very few animals have. And that's the ability to laugh. You can look in the mirror and laugh at yourself. You can laugh at the world. The world is a crazy place. You can laugh at just about anything. You know, children, what were they saying, Rachel? They laugh 70, 80 times a day. And by the time we become adults, we laugh about 10 times a day. And they're not hearty laughs. They're small laughs. If your life is not filled with laughter, I guarantee you it's not filled with love. And I promise you, you're not living your life to the fullest. Laugh completely. Laugh when it hurts so much to continue laughing. Laugh. Well, number four is to learn. 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 This is a world in which learning and knowledge is power. And so learn specialized knowledge that will help you live the life that you desire to live. If you desire to live on a deserted island and to have a little sailboat and to fish, you need to know how to operate a sailboat. You need to know how to read the weather. You need to know how to read the tides. You need to know how to fish. I mean, there's a lot of skills, specialized knowledge that you absolutely need. If you apply that specialized knowledge to your life, you'll be able to do the kind of things that you desire to do. You'll be able to experience the kind of miracles you desire to experience. You see, when you're living fully, when you're loving from the bottom of your being, from the center of your being, I should say, you can love from the bottom of your being too. Well, let's laugh too. Let's laugh at that. When you're laughing totally and when you have specialized knowledge, I mean, miracles begin to happen everywhere. Your life begins to flow in incredible directions and you just can't believe how great life is. You can't believe how incredible love is, how much laughter there is. And every day is a new experience. You know, when I wake up in the morning and Rachel's awake and I begin jumping on my trampoline and then we do some yoga or we go for a walk and talk, before that all happens, Julian starts to wake up and he's still in a crib in our room. And he's going to be two pretty soon, so he's going to be moving into his own room very, very soon. But it's such an experience because he wakes up and he sees me and he sees Rachel and maybe he picks up a book. And today is the first day of his life. It's like a whole new beginning. Everything that happened yesterday, forget about it. He carries the knowledge with him of what he picked up yesterday. but now is the first day of his life again. And he begins the day with a sound or a scream, and then there's laughter. Learn. Love. Laugh. Live. And number five, leap. We live in a reality of multiple universes and timelines. And so, if you are not living the life that you desire, you have the ability to go within yourself, because within you is a complete reflection not only of this universe, but every universe that exists. Every timeline that is possible is within you. And if you're not happy with the timeline that you're on, leap to a new timeline. Oh yeah, that's a miracle. And when you leap to that new timeline, when you begin living that new timeline, when you begin believing in that new timeline, when you begin loving that new timeline, all of a sudden, you start to notice that your existing reality begins to change. And suddenly, you are in a new timeline. A new timeline that you have leapt to. Oh, it's fun. Do it all the time. And how do you do it? You see it. You hear it. You feel it. You believe it. And finally, number six is leave a legacy. It's kind of like walking through a trail and leaving breadcrumbs, you know, or leaving tracks for somebody behind you. Look it, you're going on a journey. This is your journey. This is your path. But somebody's coming behind you. And somebody was in front of you that made it easier for you. Now, your task for the short time that you're here on this planet is to make it easier for someone else. If you will approach each day with that kind of construct, that kind of belief system, that I'm here to leave a legacy, I'm here to leave something behind, so that someone else's life is easier, then every day you're always and totally and completely giving your best, doing your best, becoming your best, and rising to your highest version. You notice we're not cutting out any of the bleepers out of this video because we're laughing today, but we want you to have this raw, because this is so important. These six principles will change your life and will allow you to fill your life with miracles. Live, love, laugh, learn, leap, and leave a legacy. You have an incredible day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.